This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello and welcome to today's readings of selections from the December-January issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have an In Our Time by Francisca Goldsmith entitled A Time for Self-Care. We also have a list of the best audiobooks in science fiction and fantasy, and then I have reviews in science fiction, fantasy, and horror, including a Ray Bradbury collection, A Medicine for Melancholy, and other stories. It's an Earphones winner, read by Kirby Hayborn. Let's get right to it. In Our Time, A Time for Self-Care by Francisca Goldsmith. Whether it's local politics, global affairs, or holiday anticipation, the stressors at this time of year can create a crying need for some self-care among many listening readers. Here are four tips for taking active measures towards self-care and our recommendations for audiobooks that encourage that positive response to stress. Get outdoors and enjoy nature. Before you head to the woods, the shore, or a city park, listen to Bob Reed narrate Inheritors of the Earth by Chris D. Thomas. You'll learn new details about human relationship to nature in a delivery that is as brisk as the pace you might want to set in the outdoors. Instead of listening while you're on the move in the natural environment, however, listen first and then go celebrate all you've learned by discovering or rediscovering the place you have in Earth's ecosystem. Avoid overconsumption of both depressants, alcohol, and stimulants, caffeine. While political realities make it seem like a great idea to indulge in an extra drink, indulge in A History of the World in Six Glasses instead. The effects of alcohol and caffeine, one or the other, an ingredient in each of the six glasses here, can offer what seems to be relief. However, that relief is temporary and the chances of creeping addiction mount with degree of indulgence. On the other hand, technology writer Tom Standage has some fascinating dope to offer that will make you want to linger over a single glass or cup. Sean Renette reads with the smoothness befitting the best of each of the six beverages discussed. Next, eat good food that's good for you. Good for you food can console just as well as food that's not so good for your body and your mind. In Real Food, Fake Food, Larry Olmsted offers insights on authentic foods' pleasures and fake foods' limitations. Jonathan Yen performs this well-researched book in a conversational style that has him sounding like an engaging dinner guest. Add a second helping of good eating insight with Sophie Egan's Devoured, with its Earphones award-winning narration by Ann Richardson. As with the natural world, the interface between food and ourselves informs much more than just the fueling of our bodies. Could we make our culture better by eating better? Spend quality time with friends. Text Me When You Get Home by Kayleen Schaefer and read by Lauren Fortgang serves as a great reminder that friendships among women can be both empowering and refreshing to those involved. If you're an introvert and need a bit of a nudge to seek social distraction in the face of bad and worse news, Schaefer and Fortgang can inspire you to take that step of calling on a friend. Remember, too, the health-provoking benefits of a beloved animal friend. Julie Kahn's Earphones Award winner, You Had Me at Woof, read by Karen White, offers an inspiring account delivered with humor and enthusiasm of how rich friendships, such friendships, can be for both animal and human. Times are tough and stress is high. Self-care is just one of the responses you can consider. However, without self-care, the times can become too overwhelming to make other effective responses strong enough to matter. And that was In Our Time, A Time for Self-Care by Francesca Goldsmith. Now we turn our attention to the best audiobooks of the year in science fiction, fantasy, and horror, as gotten by our editors at Audiophile Magazine. First, we have Armistice by Lara Elena Donnelly, read by Mary Robinette Cowell. The Outsider, Stephen King, read by Will Patton. The Poppy War by R.F. Kuang, read by Emily Wu Zeller. Space Opera by Catherine M. Valenti, read by Heath Miller. Spinning Silver by Naomi Novik, read by Lisa Flanagan. And Who is the Black Panther by Jesse J. Holland, read by Ken Jackson, and a full cast. And our choices for best audiobook narrators this in sci-fi, fantasy, and horror are Emily Wu Zeller, narrator of The Poppy War, and Heath Miller, narrator of Space Opera. Okay, we turn our attention now to our reviews in science fiction and fantasy. And our first review today is Times Convert by Deborah Harkness. It's read by Saskia Marleveld. Narrator Saskia Marleveld's warm tones invite listeners to dive back into a magical world in which vampires, witches, and demons live among humans. Set after the All Souls trilogy, this audiobook explores the meaning of becoming a vampire and a family. The tale rotates through three storylines: Phoebe's vampiric transformation, witch Diana and vampire Matthew's struggle with their magical twins' sudden onset of the terrible twos, and Marcus's own troubled rebirth as a vampire during the American and French Revolutions. Marleveld weaves a tapestry of intersecting stories with her diverse accents, adding delightfully to the mix. Perfect listening for those who are eager to continue the story of Diana and Matthew. Emily E. Connolly wrote that review of Times Convert by Deborah Harkness. It's read by Saskia Marleveld, and it's available from Penguin Audio for 15.75 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in science fiction, fantasy, and horror is an Earphones winner. And as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. Our first Earphones today is The City of Lost Fortunes, Crescent City, Book 1 by Brian Camp. It's an Earphones winner, as I've said, read by Corey Jackson. Corey Jackson masterfully narrates an urban fantasy debut. Jude Dubuisson lives in New Orleans, a city lousy with gods and demigods and supernatural beings of all kinds. Jude's fortune takes several unexpected turns after he attends a poker game with three of those beings. While Jackson portrays Jude as charming but world-weary, it is clear that he knows how to hustle and would make a passable con man. This complexity of character reflects the complexity of the story, and Jackson adroitly keeps the two balanced so that listener interest and anticipation are always maintained. Just as important a character as Jude is the city of New Orleans itself, And Jackson paints such a vivid portrait that one can almost see the French Quarter, smell the chicory coffee brewing, and hear the cicadas drone. Kate M. Pullen wrote that review of The City of Lost Fortunes. It's Crescent City, Book 1 by Brian Kemp, and Earphones winner read by Corey Jackson. It's available from Recorded Books for 14 hours of unabridged listening. Next today we have Elevation by Stephen King, read by the author. Listeners expecting another macabre tale from Stephen King may be surprised by this audiobook, but pleasantly so. Though it takes place in his infamously troubled town of Castle Rock, King's latest work is actually a parable of basic human decency, albeit with tinges of melancholy and supernatural weirdness. As the narrator, King enhances the story's good-hearted appeal with his twangy, aw shucks delivery. He gives a strong portrayal of everyman Scott Carey, whose strange affliction sends him on a quest of self-discovery and neighborly kindness. And King isn't just a pleasant voice. He crafts a polished oral experience with a keen sense of pacing and fun accents for his motley main characters. He also narrates Laurie, a tender short story about a man and his dog. Andy T. Nelson wrote that review of Elevation, written and read by Stephen King. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 3.75 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Unseen Academicals by Terry Pratchett. It's an Earphones winner read by David Jason, John Colshaw, Matthew Horn, Josie Lawrence, and Jamie Winston. This rambunctious ensemble production is an adaptation of Terry Pratchett's 37th Discworld novel. An oddly polite stranger, portrayed by Keith Wickham, arrives in the grimy capital city of Ankh-Morpork. He's just in time to help rewrite the rules of soccer, introduce a gorgeous young woman to the world of dwarfian fashion modeling, eat a few pies, and, of course, skewer the fine traditions of stuffy old universities. The versatile David Jason leads a stellar cast of top-notch British comic actors as vampires plot, trolls stand their ground, and romance blossoms. The music and sound effects are imaginative and spot on. There's plenty of cheering throughout and plenty to cheer about in this fast-paced satirical production. Brian Price wrote that review of Unseen Academicals by Terry Pratchett, read by David Jason, John Colshaw, Matthew Horn, Josie Lawrence, and Jamie Winston. And it's an Earphones winner from Audible, Inc. for 4.5 hours of unabridged listening. And you are listening to the December-January issue of Audiophile magazine, bringing you the best audiobooks of the year 2018. Okay, moving right on to science fiction, fantasy, and horror, we have Trail of Lightning. It's by Rebecca Roanhorse, read by Tanis Parenteau. The first installment of the sixth world series reveals a post-apocalyptic world submerged by water, except for a few regions, including Dinata Navajo territory. Narrator Tanis Parenteau captures the rhythms of Navajo speech as the author populates the landscape with keen characterizations of mythological beings, law dogs, thirsty boys, and other survivors. Monster hunter Maggie Hosky, who is imbued with the powers of her family clan, is a reluctant and complex heroine. Parenteau's voice is by turns steely and vulnerable as the solitary young woman seeks answers about strange new demons. Maggie soon partners with Kai Arvizo, a charming and mysterious young healer. Their search for explanations leads them through a maze of deception, shaky alliances, and compromises. The tumultuous conclusion leaves listeners eager for more. Julie R. Thompson wrote that review of Trail of Lightning. It's by Rebecca Roanhorse, read by Tanis Parentu. It's available from Audible Inc. Brilliance Audio for 9 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is A Medicine for Melancholy and Other Stories by Ray Bradbury. It's an Earphones winner, read by Kirby Hayborn. Strange Forgotten Towns. Attics that transport one back in time. Mystical Visitors in the Night. Narrator Kirby Hayborn takes listeners through these subtly strange tales with the steady grace and tempo of a pro. As each story investigates a different aspect of the human condition, Hayborn is ready with a convincing voice suitable for the occasion. From the Hispanic accents of a group of men who purchase and share a transformative white linen suit to the faint, sophisticated British tones of an upper-class fair maid who is languishing from ennui in 18th-century London. Hayborn presses his own unique stamp into the words of a master storyteller with his clear inflections and inexhaustible vocal diversity as everyday life collides with magic and surrealism. Elizabeth Ellis wrote that review of A Medicine for Melancholy and Other Stories. It's by Ray Bradbury. It's an Earphones winner, read by Kirby Hayborn, and it's available from Recorded Books for 13.5 hours of unabridged listening. And here's just a little bit that Kirby Hayborn had to say about recording this. I've been a huge Ray Bradbury fan since I was 12 years old when I picked up Something Wicked This Way Comes. Fast forward a few years and I get to narrate A Medicine for Melancholy. Ray is at his best in this collection. And that was from narrator Kirby Hayborn. Okay, continuing in science fiction, fantasy, and horror, we have Ball Lightning by Liu, and translated by Joel Martinson. It's read by Fyodor Chin. Using a half a dozen accents, narrator Fyodor Chin brings his video and computer game voiceover experience to the fore. Hugo Award-winning novelist Liu's military science fiction explores what might happen if the rare natural phenomenon of ball lightning were harnessed. Could it be used as a potent energy source, or possibly an unstoppable superweapon? The novel is part magical realism, part rumination on particle physics. Chin keeps the characters sounding vulnerable as two Chinese astute scientists grapple with their pasts and their ethics while madly working to create a new bomb that could destroy the world. This solid speculative fiction makes for good listening. Brian Price wrote that review of Ball Lightning by Cixin, first name, last name Liu, translated by Joel Martinson, read by Fyodor Chin. It's available from Macmillan Audio for 12.25 hours of unabridged listening. Next, in science fiction, fantasy, and horror, we have Alive, Generations Trilogy 1 by Scott Sigler. It's read by Colleen Delaney and a full cast. Colleen Delaney has mastered leading a cast narrating nonstop sci-fi thrillers. The Generations Trilogy features a group of teens who awaken after centuries of sleep to an unknown world filled with dangerous creatures. Delaney delivers the narrative and portrays M. savage as she becomes the leader of a ragtag gang of survivors. Bradley Smith portrays Bishop, a chest-thumping warrior. Elizabeth Jernigan portrays Spingate, a tremulous genius. And Michael John Casey plays O'Malley, guardian of the weaker children. The intrepid gang works together to survive all odds and figure out what it means to be human in outer space. Sound effects, music, a diverse cast, and perpetual action drive the story to a cliffhanger conclusion. Miriam B. Kahn wrote that review of Alive, Generations Trilogy 1 by Scott Sigler. It's read by Colleen Delaney and a full cast. And a little piece of information that you may not know, Michael John Casey, who plays O'Malley, guardian of the weaker children, is a Rochester native. I just thought I'd add that. It's available from Graphic Audio for 6 hours as an audio program, and it's also labeled young adult. Next and finally in sci-fi, fantasy, and horror, we have Kill the Farm Boy, The Tales of Pell, Book 1 by Kevin Hearn, Delilah S. Dawson. It's read by Luke Daniels. A mythical romp begins with many of the traditional archetypes and elements one might expect from a fairy tale or classic epic. But this journey quickly fractures in delightfully unusual ways, leading listeners to many unexpected and intriguing conclusions. Luke Daniels must juggle multiple balls as he narrates this work of a large cast of vastly different characters, engaging in various battles, adventures, and near-death scrapes. He meets the challenges eloquently with spirited characterizations and nimble pacing. Daniels leans into the humor of many silly and ludicrous moments in this story, but he's genuine and respectful during the heartfelt moments between characters. An ideal listen for fans of fantasy, Monty Python, and offbeat renditions of fairy tales and myths. Kate Boudreaux wrote that review of Kill the Farm Boy, The Tales of Pell, Book 1, by Kevin Hearn and Delilah S. Dawson. It's read by Luke Daniels, and it's available from Random House Audio for 12.5 hours of unabridged listening. Since we have a little time left, I thought I would bring you up to date on some of our reviewers in our reviewer spotlight. First, we have Leslie Berker Fine. My first job as a high school English teacher offered a 90-minute one-way commute, and that is how my love for audiobooks blossomed. Thanks to our public library, I listened to every classic my college literature classes hadn't featured, and the drive time flew by. I still listen in the car, mostly driving to hike in the Adirondacks, and I always have books playing at home, too. Cooking, gardening, sewing, painting, my favorite projects all have audiobook titles attached to them, depending on what I listened to while I worked. Audiobooks make everything that much better. As a former middle school librarian, Sonia Cole, and author of Book Talking Around the World, Great Global Reads for Ages 9 through 14, Sonia's mission is to get her kids excited about books. For her, a perfect day includes knitting while listening to a brilliantly performed audiobook. In addition to reviewing, Sonia also writes about children and family listening on Audiophile's blog. Continuing now with our reviewer spotlight, we have Emily Connolly. Assistant editor Emily Connolly enjoys working with Audiophile's wonderful team of reviewers. She is a former wildlife biologist, an avid reader, and a parent of two book-loving little kids. Emily's first discovered audiobooks as a child at her local library and now loves to take her children into the Portland Public Library for armloads of books and audiobooks, naturally. That's Portland, Maine. She is balancing her work coordinating reviewers and editing Audiophiles' blog with earning an MLIS degree. Next, we meet Candace Levy. Audiophile contributing editor Candace Levy is a full-time freelance book editor as well as a book reviewer and journalist. When she's not working, you'll inevitably find her listening to an audiobook while cooking, walking, making lace, or taking photographs. She was honored to be the 2016 Audio Publishers Association Audiobook Blogger of the Year. Next, let's meet Aurelia C. Scott. Aurelia C. Scott loves being an audiophile contributing editor because she is able to hear a wanton number of audiobooks and interview occasionally wanton authors and narrators. Aurelia also writes the Aurelia's Audio Adventures column on Audiophile blog, posted twice a month. Herself the author of an award-winning nonfiction book about competitive rose gardeners, Aurelia is writing the first in a series of novels about a 19th century scientist's adventures among the world's legendary and mythical creatures. In between, she's writing a memoir of women and lingerie. Well, now you've met some of our reviewers. Whenever I have time, I'll read you some more about some of our reviewers. Anyway, that's our show for today. But I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we have a list of the best audiobooks in biography memoir and biography history. We'll follow that with reviews in both of those areas. In history and biography, I have a review of The White Darkness by David Gran. It's an Earphones winner, read by Will Patton. In biography memoir, I have a review of Earphones winner The Cost of Living, a working autobiography by Deborah Levy, read by Henrietta Meir, as well as many other selected titles. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.